Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Yo. Hey. Hi. What are you doing?
I'm looking for a pen.
The great pen search. I'll be right back.
I gotta go to my bucket of pens. Okay.
Did you get a pen?
Got two pens.
If you've got, you want to share or what are you doing?
I have a system.
Okay.
Very specific system. We've been rocking this system for 5 years.
Okay. Explain to me how this system works that we use.
This pen lets Ben know where in the show something happened when I write it down.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I just love this pen because it reminds me of my days as Stat Boy.
Okay, it's one of those pens that has the clicker on the top
and you can choose the four-color pen.
The color.
Yes.
Those are the best pens.
Yes. So I don't know if I want to say it's a lucky pen, but it's my favorite pen.
When you see a pen like that,
yeah,
you have to make it yours,
right? It's pure nostalgia, man.
Oh, yeah.
It takes me back to my parents' desk that sat like abutted the kitchen, like where the bills were paid and the calendar with everybody's activities on it. And every boy
Each
had a different color.
Boy has a different color, and you just click the pen.
And when I would take stats in a four-quarter basketball game, every color was a different quarter. So I'm ready to go.
I will say that my daughter got one that had even more than four.
I believe. Is there a 12er out there, maybe?
Yeah, she had this thing that was basically a writing tube that then made it too difficult to wield the pen. So with great pen choice, pen color choice comes great responsibility.
Was it too big for her hand?
Yeah, because then you're like too, like grasping it.
It's like sidewalk chalk. I've seen that pen before.
Yeah, it's a little unwieldy, and then it's less of a pen, more of a weapon.
And if those people are listening, you've got some colors in there that don't translate well to paper, like yellow.
Yeah.
Don't need a yellow.
You don't need a yellow.
Why would you need a yellow?
No.
Right?
I mean, the four-color pen, I'm sorry, but it's kind of perfect.
Just use a highlighter, friends. If you need a yellow, use a highlighter. You need pink? Highlighter. Just go grab some more. That's why.
Makes sense.
I keep my pens in this cup.
You got a system.
I do.
What a beautiful system.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just one clap. All right, thanks.
Sorry, I'm going to get the studio audience together and we'll get it all. We'll put that
Claire,
in
Claire, there's nobody behind you. It's just you in the studio today.
We'll add it in later. It'll be a whole
great
round of applause.
Wow. I don't know, we fit so many people in here.
Yeah, the studio audience is going to go crazy for your system.
Now share your quirk.
My weird quirk?
I didn't say weird. I just said quirk.
My system? I have a piling system. I have piles of useless knowledge.
Yes, you do.
I have piles of Z's sleeves.
Yeah.
And then I have the pile that I have in front of me right now, which is...
more Z's sleeves?
The most important things of the day.
That's great. See? Do you feel better?
I do. You know what? We've revealed a little something.
This studio audience?
They're going crazy.
Whoa. Back that up. If pens doesn't get rousing applause,
paper piles were just a little bit more dramatic.
How did paper piles get a standing ovation?
I don't know. They loved it.
And Eric's pen system, complete with red cup.
You're not mad at me. You're mad at the studio audience.
I am mad at the studio audience.
I just love paper piles. I've never heard of paper piles.
Oh, he's doing his pen routine.
That old shtick.
All right.
Well, maybe they're just excited because they want to hear what's in the most important pile.
Good. What your pile has gives them more.
It's probably it.
Pens are a one-person item.
I'm sorry.
And I can't share that among
you,
the audience.
Nothing against you.
Okay.
I love just a little bit of pettiness.
Okay.
A man who claims to be the great, great, great nephew of Colonel Sanders.
The chicken guy.
The chicken guy.
Yes.
The Colonel Sanders.
All right.
Is upset with KFC.
For messing with my great, great, what'd you say, nephew?
Three great nephew.
My three great uncle's recipe or what?
Do you know your great, great, great uncle?
I had a great uncle Pedro.
Sure.
Do you want to know about him? He was from Peru.
No,
but
interesting
that's about as far back as most people know.
Right.
One great.
One great?
Yes.
He's got three greats, and he that's his great.
But I will tell you,
uncle,
the Southern people do trace the lineage back a many a name.
Yes,
because they love the South.
Well, he's upset with KFC. I think there's been some playful marketing campaigns that he feels sexualized Colonel Sanders.
I will tell you, the new campaign shows a buff Colonel Sanders, at least in the old bicep zone. And basically, the whole concept is he died so you could have good chicken.
Yes.
That's a very interesting way to market
very
chicken.
martyry.
Yes. Okay,
very martyry. But he's upset by campaigns like that. They had one back in the day that was called Chickendales, where Colonel Sanders was basically a stripper for Mother's Day.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's kind of funny.
Remember they had that sexy log fire thing?
Yes.
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 That smelled like chicken when you, so you could have those intimate evenings.
The great, great, great. How many great, what, three great nephew of Colonel Sanders doesn't like that.
I don't think he has a chicken leg to stand on, does he?
He doesn't, but he's trying to retaliate against KFC.
Good luck.
Well, he's sharing the secret recipe.
No!
Yeah, the 11 herbs and spices. He's got the measurements. He says he's putting it all out there. He's gonna tell.
He's mad.
He is very upset, and he's like, unlike you, I've got the receipts. What do you have? Nothing. I have the actual recipe. It's a family recipe. So you're going to see sage, garlic powder.
Wait, you're giving it to us right now?
You ready? Oh, sorry. Get a pen, stat boy. No, get the four color pen because you're going to want each spice in a different color. Red. Well, that should be cayenne. Save red. Sage would be green.
Sage.
Sage. Garlic powder.
Garlic powder.
Cardamom.
Oh, God.
Cayenne.
Hold on.
Mum.
I'll figure it out later. Cayenne.
You'll know what you
okay,
mean.
Okay, wait. Red.
Red.
Okay, cayenne. Cinnamon.
Also red.
Cinnamon?
Cinnamon.
All right.
I didn't expect to see cinnamon on the chicken. Cloves.
It should be 13 total, right?
Nutmeg, 11.
Oh, 11, yes. Right.
11 herbs.
I get Dr. Pepper's 23, and this would confuse 11, okay. Clove.
Cloves.
Yeah.
Nutmeg.
Nutmeg?
Nutmeg.
That's pumpkin spice.
Coriander.
Yeah.
Ginger.
Okay, coriander's a long word. Hold on. Okay, ginger.
White pepper.
White pepper.
And black pepper. Surprise!
Hold on. Black. Black pepper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those are the 11 original herbs and spices.
If this guy is legit,
well,
then
I tell
yes,
you what,
those are the 11 herbs and spices.
There was an entire Friends episode dedicated to a chocolate chip cookie that came off the back of a Toll House bag.
Nestle Toll House. Yes.
So, I don't know. And at this point, does KFC care? Right?
Whatever.
There's right? So many imitation recipe websites out there now.
People have tried to figure it out.
Yeah.
It's about those measurements, and I don't have the measurements, so.
Is that the one thing he's holding back for now?
Because it's got to be real light on the cinnamon, right?
No
cinnamon
kidding.
Cinnamon and nutmeg, what?
If I had a cinnamon nutmeggy chicken, I would know.
Yeah.
I would know.
I don't know. Ugh.
Well, I guess I applaud your effort. Lesser than Colonel Sanders.
Great, great.
Three
great,
times removed.
Great. I lost count of greats.
Yeah. Sub-colonel.
Nephew. Guess.
Nephew of the colonel.
Eh.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I might gotta take my shirt off.
What? No. Yeah. Not now.
Why
Wait.
Not?
Because you're at work. Oh. It's not appropriate. And frankly, Ben and I don't want to see it, okay? I speak for the Bens.
I'm going to go ask him. I'll be right back. I apparently purchased new laundry detergent that's scented.
So?
I'm not used to it. And my shirt is just wafting into my nose right now. And I hate it. It's that overpowering fake summer linen smell.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But isn't that like what you want?
Not at this volume.
Anymore, it's like you have to pay extra if you want your clothes to smell.
So I either accidentally, which I use a powder, and I'm pretty sure it's perfume-free. So now I'm wondering when, oh, I think it's the dryer sheets.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, those will get you.
And I know exactly what happened. I haven't even opened them yet.
What?
No, check this out.
What?
This is how potent this smell is. I would have folded these clothes probably on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have put them on the top of the dryer to put them away on Sunday. And it sat on top of the new box of dryer sheets. And that smell just permeated.
Out of the box?
Out of the box and directly. I think every dryer sheet now smells less potent because they have all concentrated into this shirt.
Wow.
That's a lot, man. And and because it's from Costco, I have two of these boxes.
Oh, fantastic.
And I believe they're each 350 sheets.
Of a scent you apparently
of
hate.
Of a scent I can't stand.
Hmm. Enjoy all of your new dryer sheets. You got to use them, right?
Hey, do you need any dryer sheets?
Nope.
Listen.
Nope.
I got a deal for you.
Nope.
Come on.
So, would you like some of the dryer sheets that I don't like the scent of?
I didn't want to say it out loud.
Well, then I have to smell you.
Some
and that's
of
weird.
Your husband's coworkers say his shirt stinks. So would you like some of these dryer sheets now?
Those are not going to help him.
That goes beyond the shirt.
It's beyond him.
Ah, dang it.
No, thank you.
Would you throw them away?
No.
You would use them.
I would use them.
You would suffer through it.
Yes.
This is another Eric
it's
lime shrimp moment. I thought he said lime and it was live and I still ate it. Right? Those, because I now feel stupid, so I'm punishing myself.
Wait, the shrimp were alive? Wait, what?
Yeah. I didn't tell you this story.
What?
How much time we got? It's so quick. Sushi Place San Diego. I swear to God, I've told you the story before. I swore he said the special was lime shrimp. So I said, I will have that. At which point he brings out two shrimp from the aquarium, chops their heads off,
no!
And feeds them to me. Mm-mm. Live Mm-mm. Shrimp.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
And you ate them?
Yeah, because I felt stupid.
Oh.
Because I misunderstood him.
Ah.
Same thing. I bought the stupid boxes of scented. Now I'm just going to punish myself by using them.
You got to watch them die one by one. Oh, my gosh.
Every load of laundry, I will just stare at the dryer going, it's your fault, bud.
Now, you could use two sheets at a time.
That's double potency, man.
Well, I didn't think about that. But it would use
I mean, honestly, with that strategy, why not the whole wad?
Just ew! One whole.
One load is just every dryer sheet in the box.
You do the dog's blanket. Boom.
Oh, yes!
Yep, yep. Okay.
Or only Shannon's clothes.
Yes! Morning Scramble solves it again.
Oh, man. Problem solving. Wow. Power of two brains.
Problem solving.
Thank you.
That is exactly what led me to solving the case.
Tell me about this
of one. The missing Halloween decoration.
Yes.
My daughter was super excited because down this block that we don't live on.
The lane.
Down the lane. We only looked down the street and we saw that there was a house that had one of those very popular Lewis decorations. They went viral like 2 years ago.
Target had them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pumpkin head thing, big kind of spooky apparition-y looking thing with a black robe.
Yep.
She was super excited that they had one. And then all of a sudden it disappeared. And then we were disappointed. Like, they're not going to have it for Halloween. Did some ne'er-do-well do something? Did something happen? No.
What?
Solved the case.
Yes.
Yesterday we noticed all of a sudden Lewis is back. And so we have to go drive and see what's going on.
Yes.
So we drive past the house now so we can get an up-close look. And we see that it's not like the animatronic Lewis thing that we thought it was. They've spun out a Lewis multiverse.
Okay.
So you can get different kinds of Lewis decorations.
Yes.
You can get miniature Lewises and hang them from trees. You can get like a small thing that sits on your front porch steps. This one, while it was the same height as the animatronic thing.
Right.
Is a blow up Lewis. It doesn't speak. It's a blow up. So it was inflated. And then the day we saw it was deflated on the ground. We couldn't see it.
That's sad.
It's like the worst story ever, but I'm pumped that I figured it out. Bad end to the story?
I mean, at least there's an end.
There's an end.
We'll take an end.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
If I could speak with all this shirt scent infiltrating my nose.
Speak through the scent.
Flu season officially starts tomorrow. Pharmacists across the state urging people statewide to get vaccinated. Usually takes about 2 weeks for the vaccine to take effect and for your body to build up immunity. CDC says about 300,000 Iowans get the flu every year, and an average of 1,000 die from it.
Oh, my.
Along with complications from pneumonia. Just a stark reminder about the importance of getting that flu shot. Let's toss you some. But before I do, the sports station asked me to do these as sports shorts.
What?
Yes. Sports shorts.
What do you say, Eric?
Hey, Chicago, what do you say? St. Louis says, get a better team, St. Louis. Wild card game number one. San Diego Padres taking on the Cubs. That's a 2 o'clock first pitch. ABC will have it if you are stuck wherever you are, but you have a radio. We've got it. 1600 ESPN. 1:30 pregame, by the way. That's today. Tomorrow, the exact same pattern. It's a best out of three. So the Cubs for sure get two games. Exact same thing. It's in Wrigley. It's at 2 o'clock. ABC's going to have it. 1600 ESPN will also have that. Coming up today and tomorrow for Cubs baseball, I got one more for you. Sports shorts. No Hawkeye football this weekend. It is a bye week.
That's right.
Which means they're getting ready for their next game on the road. That is in Wisconsin on the 11th. That sounds right?
That is right.
That is a night game just announced.
Ooh.
Kickoff is at 6 p.m.
2025, the year of the night games.
Iowa has only won at night, by the way, so far. Day games, anything that is kicked off before 5 p.m., we have lost.
Weird.
Just something to think about. Iowa, Wisconsin, 6 p.m., Camp Randall, televised on Fox Sports 1. If you're listening to me right now in Camp Randall, I need 2 parking spaces.
Please and thank you.
Please contact this very radio station. Okay, what's got us feeling all right? I just got to pause for a second.
What?
We have our original tailgate group going to the Wisconsin game.
Oh.
This is a reunion. This is the team, the tailgate group that went to Iowa State night game. And I'm not joking when I say we got inebriated, sobered up, and got inebriated all on the same day in the same parking lot.
So you're pretty excited.
We're very scared. We are petrified of this game because it's like we're too old for that now. That was decades ago.
But you're the only one that can stop you.
Decades ago. I know. We're already telling ourselves to make better choices. And the game's 2 weeks away. Okay. You know what? Maybe you got to face something today and you just, I don't know if I can. Excuse. Stop it. And here's why. An 8-year-old from Rhode Island may be the inspiration you need if you're on the fence about whatever. His name is Ryan Mulvaney. And he wanted to do something special over his summer break. And he found on YouTube a guy that went to 50 states in 50 days. And he's like, yeah, that looks cool, but I'm also 8 years old and I can't do that.
Yeah.
But I could run 50 miles in 50 days.
Whoa.
Every day, at some point in that day, he would run a mile for 50 consecutive days.
My kids have to run a mile in gym class and they complained for a week. 1 mile. 1 mile.
50 miles, 50 days.
For the semester.
He went through the part of July and then through all of August. He also attached a charity to it. He set up a GoFundMe, the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
That's
he
awesome.
Raised $1,500. We're not done yet.
What?
This thing is still gaining traction. A month later, he gets some local TV news coverage and his GoFundMe takes off. As of this morning, I just checked, it's up to $5,500.
Oh, my.
So, if you'd like to donate, Ryan's Miles for Smiles Make-A-Wish Foundation fundraiser. This kid ran 50 miles in 50 days. That was what he did on his summer vacation.
Wow.
That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Got the sad news. Let's get that out of the way first.
You wait. You're starting with the sad news?
We got to get, just rip off the Band-Aid. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban splitting up after 19 years of marriage. Doesn't sound like anybody has filed for divorce yet, but the word is that they've been on the rocks since this summer. Nicole reportedly did not want a separation and wanted to try to save the marriage. They've been living apart since the beginning of the summer, and their two daughters have been with Nicole all summer, people were starting to notice, like, well, she's only posting pictures with the kids and he's not in anything. She also filed for residency in the country of Portugal, and Keith's name wasn't on any of the documents.
What?
I know. I guess
I'm going to guess she's filming something there or something.
It has to be, right? Something like that. There's a project because they have a home in Nashville.
I would just move to New Zealand or Australia. I forget where they live.
Yeah.
But you don't need to move all the way to Portugal.
You don't have to go that far.
How bad is this?
It's bad. The source says that she's been kind of holding the family together through this difficult time. And then Keith had a summer tour, so he's been out on tour taking that space. And he moved out of their home in Nashville. So sad.
That's too bad.
Yeah. But hey, buoy your spirits just a little bit. Reading Rainbow is back.
It is?
And if they touch the original theme song, I will be upset. They are already messed with the host, LeVar Burton, out.
Who's in?
Well, they're going with somebody younger. His name is Michael Threets, and he's usually goes by his TikTok handle, which is Michael the Librarian. He is the resident librarian for PBS Kids, and the show is going to air on PBS Kids, so it kind of made sense.
Why does he have to tell, like, this is a library? Don't we know that?
Well, because there's, like, a big rocket ship in it.
Oh, I didn't
like
see what it was.
It looks like a really cool library.
Okay, got
it. Okay, he's going to cool libraries, not just regular libraries.
So he better come here. We got a cool one. We got a grass roof.
Yeah.
You can climb through a wall at Cedar Rapids Library.
Consider this your invitation.
Yeah.
Looks like they already shot a bunch of episodes because they've got celebrity appearances by Gabrielle Union, Adam Devine, Chrissy Teigen, and John Legend are both included, reading stories to kids.
Fun.
No word yet on an air date, like when we're going to actually see this. So stay tuned. Okay. There has been something following the band Haim as they've been going on tour. They've been in Dallas, Austin, New York City. But recently, this past Saturday, they were in Dallas. And two women shared a TikTok video of them at the Haim concert. But instead of, like, you know, selfie in front of the stage and bright lights and everything, it's the two of them holding their noses. And the caption said, "Whoever is pooping their pants at the Haim concert, please see yourself out." And then in the comments, it was a bunch of people confirming that they were in that same area and they smelt it too, but they did not dealt it. And then people start chiming in with their own reports of something rancid being in the air at Haim shows in New York City, Seattle, Austin, and Milwaukee.
What the heck's going on, Haim?
Exactly, which is what the original poster wants to know. Now they're starting to wonder, is there some sort of serial farter on the loose going to Haim shows? Or is it the Haim sisters themselves?
Well,
their pre-show ritual is have a plate of beans and then they perform. Is that it?
Can't be. No, there has to be another explanation. The only constant in all of this
is Haim.
Are the sisters Haim.
It only stands to reason that it's sisters themselves. Or if it's you, come forward, serial farter.
But why would you spend all that money on concert tickets
going across the country
just to go, you know, crop dust different venues? Makes no sense.
It's insane. Oh, the insanity. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Yeah, Songversations, where we use the power of memory and the power of music, and we just sit around and have a conversation about said topic.
And today's topic comes to us, our inspiration is Oktoberfest. We've had a lot of those celebrations in September and now, of course, in October. We're excited to raise a cold one.
Yes. In fact, Claire, you and I will be among the celebrity judges for the Oktoberfest parade. It's an annual tradition in the Amanas. By the way, happy 60th Oktoberfest, Amana Colonies.
60 years.
6-0, man.
Woohoo!
So you and I will be there Saturday morning. I love parades in the Amanas because you get to see them twice.
Yes. They come
loop.
By one way and then they come back and you can see the other side of the float.
That's
which is nice. You don't get to do that everywhere.
I don't think another town does it that way. Was that your idea, Producer Ben?
No, but I enjoy it that way.
It's great.
I do too.
As
yeah.
a guy who's usually in the parade, that way you get a wave to both sides of the streets.
Exactly. And then it's like, oh, I didn't really get a good look at that one. You saw something I didn't see, right. And we've already discussed it.
You just have to know where to sit. It's kind of like a figure eight route.
Yes. Very much so, yes.
Yes.
Well, so make your plans, whatever you have going on this weekend. Of course, Oktoberfest in the Amana Colonies. But as a way to kind of raise a stein or a glass, we're going to toast to the topic of beer drinking songs. We'll go first, and then we'll open up the phone lines and find out your answers. And I think the guy that puts man in Amanas, producer Ben, should go first with his selection.
Man of the Amanas.
Thank you. I didn't really select a song.
Uh-oh, no.
I just kind of selected a vibe.
A vibe.
That's fine, right? That's the whole concept.
Okay.
Especially if you're having a cocktail.
Right. There should be just a little bit of like background noise, but this is just kind of like an ambient sound.
You'll see.
Okay. What's your go-to beer drinking song is the question before producer Ben. And his answer is, it's a good German... Yeah. Polka celebration.
You know what? This totally fits.
Specifically, I picked a song from Barefoot Becky.
Yes.
Because she performs at Amana Oktoberfest every year.
Yeah.
So I've always remembered her being there. And I'm not a big beer drinker, but this is the first thing that comes to mind being from Amana. Just
that sound
polka
like
type of
the accordion.
Oktoberfest-y
yeah.
accordion,
you know what?
Music.
If you want to put seltzer in the place of beer... Or wine.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
We won't stop you there.
Nah. I like this.
This does make me want to go, because they always sell the hats on the corners. Uh-huh. I also want to buy a very German-looking hat when I hear this.
Totally.
Right. Oh, this is great.
And you talked about getting lederhosen, which maybe...
I have some in the closet.
Threatened.
Perfect.
What? Is it my size?
No.
It's your size.
It barely fits me.
All right. I'm not going to try to pour myself into that. Who would you like to have a beer with next?
Yes.
Claire.
Okay. I am not a huge beer drinker per se, but if I think about that activity, I kind of go back in time to maybe a younger time, hanging out, red Solo cups, somebody's house which abuts a cornfield.
Yes.
There's a fire pit going on.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that I'm going to hear at this given time this song. Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping is a classic drinking song.
They mentioned varieties of drinks
exactly.
in the song.
It's a party. It gets everybody singing together. And then it tells you exactly. You drink this drink and that drink. And that drink and then that drink.
Did you take it as a challenge at 1 year?
Never.
Never.
Never once.
Okay.
Never once. But it is a fun song to throw on.
You start with a whiskey drink.
And then a vodka drink.
And then a cider drink.
And a lager drink.
And a lager drink. Yes.
And then you sing songs that remind you of the good times.
And then songs that remind you of
the bad times.
The bad times. Okay. So we've got, what's the name of the polka band again?
Barefoot Becky.
Barefoot Becky. So that's Ben's entry for his beer drinking song.
I don't know that she necessarily made the song or not, but this was performed
she
by
made
Barefoot
it popular.
As played by. Then we go to Chumbawamba. All right. Dancing Eric Hansen on deck. Also, what do you say, Scrambillion audience? What's your beer drinking song?
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
Oktoberfest this weekend in the Amanas. Happy 60th Oktoberfest, by the way.
Hey.
You and I will be on that special corner. I don't know my streets.
Mm-hmm. Where it's definitely a special corner.
Sitting on the back of a flatbed. And we'll be judging the Oktoberfest parade.
Yes, as we see them come by one time,
uh-huh.
and then they come back around the second. We are going to be the judges of that parade. Cannot wait. But it just got us thinking about Oktoberfest in general and sipping on a cold one. What would be the song that you'd want playing as you're doing a little beer drinking?
Yeah, we're going to shoot you over to the Z102.9 Facebook page. You can answer the question there. What's your go-to beer drinking song? Our phone lines are always open, 200-1029. Producer Ben actually pulled music from a past Oktoberfest. This would be the ever-popular Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman.
A classic. Yeah, you probably heard that at a couple Oktoberfests, right?
Yes. You went back to your earlier beer drinking years. So that wouldn't be 2025, Claire. That's
no.
more like...
She probably wouldn't even be having beer,
college years, right?
That's college, maybe high school. Solo cup near a field. There's a bonfire.
It's a keg party.
Adjacent.
I totally get it.
Exactly.
Mine, I think... would be more modern day, Dancing Eric Hansen. If I'm doing this at a tailgate, the song probably comes up earlier than later because things get a little more bawdy and loud later.
Oh, sure.
And sometimes just cracking a cold one outside on the patio or the screen and porch or even in the garage, maybe after you just mowed the lawn, like that has a certain feel to it, which presents this song as my beer drinking song.
Says it right there.
It's also in the song. And it also has my occupation. Zach Brown, Chicken Fried, would be my probably go-to ideal beer drinking song.
That's nice. It's laid back.
Yes. You
know, it's got that right vibe, but still kind of like fun.
You got it.
That's a good pick.
All right. We have spanned the musical spectrum, which is part of the fun of Songversations. For Ben, it's the atmosphere because he grew up there, and that's the sound he always hears. For you, it took you back to a keg party in
time
a field.
Time and place.
Iowa County, man, growing up. For me, probably more of a modern day, I'm at the parking lot at Kinnick Stadium, or I'm on my screen in porch, but either way, it's a little bit more laid back, and it's just like, this beer is a reward.
It's a little bit of chicken fried.
It is. What is your go-to beer drinking song? It's your turn. This is called Songversations at 200-1029.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.